I, for the first 6 years of my life, grew up in a very violent household. My father, you know, he would beat on my mom daily. It was a domestic abuse situation. I grew up in a very strong, violent and abuse home. My mom was a battered woman. And from one moment to the next, we were either moving or we were in a battered woman shelter. Academically, I performed very poorly. I did. My first year, I flopped so miserably. I fell flat in my face. I had an existential crisis. Already as it is, being a person of color, you struggle with imposter syndrome. You've struggled with having to prove yourself two times over. And along the way, you're just like, you know what? Maybe I'm not cut out. Maybe there's something to what these people's perception of me are. And so you get to school and then you flop and fail poorly, you know, academically. I mean, you can imagine what this does to the mental, you know, health. You know, that was the first episode of Total Darkness, because I just could not come back from that. And so I go to Erica's office and I'm like, look, I know you said give me one more chance, but like, this is what's happening. I need to drop out. So I dropped out of school.
Wow.
And now I'm I need livelihood, not as a form of a paycheck. Like, I need health insurance. I need to go see an infectious disease specialist. I need to make sure that, you know, I'm being taken care of. I can't go to state-sponsored health insurance because I can't get an appointment in for the next 6 months. That's I can't. So I go to my mentors at Cedars. I explain to them the situation. They're like, of course, you can start on Monday, like whatever you need. And so what better place than Cedars-Sinai to be put in the best world-class care, right? And so I'm very fortunate to have been able to fall right into that. Where it transitions into research is where